Welcome back to Wilderness Within and the second week of Lent. This week we're going to be reflecting on the importance and the primacy of relationship as we continue to canvas our hearts, to explore the map of our heart before we enter into the wilderness of our hearts. I was reading recently, I'm a mental health counselor, as I've shared with you before, and I was recently reading about the problem of loneliness. And in the United States, the Surgeon General has actually declared an epidemic of loneliness. And I'm going to come back to that. When I entered the convent, prior to entering the convent, I was single and I lived alone. And in a way, I loved living by myself. I loved my time being my own. And at the same time, I can look back now and know that I was really lonely. And being single was not the problem. The problem is that I was not a good steward of that state of life. And so I wasn't intentional about looking for ways to be in relationship, looking for ways to abide in community, and looking for ways to be a gift to others and making opportunities to receive others as gift. And when I entered the convent, it was like I began to transform. There were times where I didn't even recognize myself. And I remember the first time my parents came to visit, one of the sisters approached my parents and said, you're gonna love to see how she's blossoming. That struck me so much. One day I found myself, it was Valentine's Day, and I found myself making handmade cards for the sisters. And I was never crafty a day in my life before that, but I had gone and gotten the craft stuff and I made handmade cards. In relationship with the sisters, I discovered that I love to decorate. And so I would decorate for our celebrations and our feast days. I also discovered that I learned planning fun for other people. And so I would be in charge of planning our recreations. All of these gifts awakened in me. And in a sense, being in relationship with the sisters allowed the layers that were causing my heart to be constricted to begin to peel away. There's actually science to support this. So in the mental health field, the science would say that when we come into contact with loving relationships, our brains are transformed to abide in the world in a more loving way. And we know that this is true. We know common sense that this science is true because our brains are ultimately relational. So nothing happens in my brain without an encounter with something to cause that to happen. So when another person smiles, I smile back. When another person cries, I sense their sadness. Even animals, when a dog comes up to me happy, I respond and reach down to pet. And all of that happens in my brain, and it's a response to an encounter. And so that's what the science would say. But I would go a little further beyond the science and say it wasn't just that my mind was being transformed by encounter with relationship. It was more so that when I encountered loving relationships among the sisters, I was allowed to flourish and to become more sincerely who God always knew that I was. And I want to be careful here because it wasn't always perfect in the convent. The sisters are not angels walking around giving each other the sign of peace all day. We had conflict too, but it was even in the context of conflict approached with love that I was able to flourish and become more authentically who God had made me to be. And so back to this epidemic of loneliness. As you enter into this week and spend time reflecting on your heart in the context of relationship and really taking the courage to see where you are, where all of that is concerned, where you are concerning the relationships that bring you joy, where you are concerning the relationships that can sometimes be difficult and bring suffering in various ways, I want you to know what a tremendous gift you will be in the world. What can it mean for this epidemic of loneliness if we all become more courageous about relationship, if we all accept with greater truth and greater sincerity our need for one another, our need to encounter each other, and our need to give and receive love so that we can flourish. And I don't know if you're gonna make handmade cards with hearts pasted on them. Those cards actually said, "Dear Sister Faustina, let me count the ways that I love you." And then I listed things that I appreciated about that sister. So I don't know if you're gonna do all that, But I do know that I want all of us who are walking this wilderness within journey, I want us to be a critique of this culture of loneliness. And I want us to be individuals who dig down deep in our relationships, even when they're not pleasing or consoling to us. God bless your week.